The Dáil's Public Accounts Committee has been questioning Children's Health Ireland about a series of controversies. The CHI, which oversees specialist health services for young people, has faced criticism over an internal audit which identified a toxic workplace culture at one hospital and raised questions about the use of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, is here. Fergal, you flagged this one for us at about this time yesterday. Before we hear from you again, let's hear from the Controller and Auditor General, Seamus McCarthy, who started this morning's session. Now, he said that CHI should have disclosed this internal report to its own audit team in 2021. Let's take a listen.
My office was not provided with a copy of that report at the time it was finalised or when the audit of the hospital's financial statements for 2021 was being undertaken. My office has in recent weeks received a copy of the report. While the main focus of the internal report is on personnel management concerns in relation to a clinical department in part of the hospital, it also raises some concerns around a number of financial risks, including around the controls over claims in respect of care paid for from the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Because of the report findings in regard to those financial risks, the hospital should have brought the report to the attention of the audit team in the course of the audit of the 2021 financial statements.
Fergal, listening to him there, Seamus McCarthy, clearly not a happy man.
Yes, I mean, he clearly says that report should have been brought to his attention and certainly to the attention of the audit team at Children's Health Ireland. He also said that in 2023, Children's Health Ireland had a total income and expenditure of over €190 million, which has been growing rapidly over the years. And CHI board, it gets money for, it secures treatment and assessments for children and for waiting list operations in private hospitals and public hospitals. And it paid private hospitals €107 million and public hospitals €72 million in 2023.
We heard yesterday how the chief executive of the HSC, Bernard Gloucester, believed that it should have been possible to publish this internal audit. Maybe some redactions would have been needed, but he reckoned it should have been published. What did CHI say today about putting that report into the public domain?
Well, Children's Health Ireland, its chief executive, Lucy Nugent, said it's not being evasive in relation to the publication of its internal audit, which looked at a number of issues, including culture, a toxic culture, really, and the use of waiting list funds by certain doctors. Now, she told the Public Accounts Committee that CHI is a statutory body and must respect the legal advice it gets and the moral imperative to protect the confidentiality of patients. It said it has a duty to see that matters are properly investigated and that due process is carried out. But it didn't mean that CHI isn't mindful, she said, of the great upset that such reports cause parents and children and the gravity of the issues before it. And she also said that there were some misunderstandings in the media reports in relation to NTPF payments to a CHI consultant. She said that the clinics at the centre of the report didn't take place in the consultant's private rooms, but they occurred in a public clinic in one CHI hospital on a Saturday, and it was a waiting list initiative for an outpatient appointment only, the consultant being paid overtime for providing those assessments.
Since this first emerged, we know that other hospitals have been dragged in, and it seems that other hospitals are the subject of a HSE audit on the use of these waiting list funds.
Yes, so we knew that three hospitals, they had been identified. One CHI hospital, unnamed, Beaumont Hospital and Nace General. We heard today that in relation to Nace General, the HSE internal audit being conducted there now relates to the fact that the hospital was paying the consultant per patient, which is against the NTPF scheme. And then today, the chief executive of the NTPF, Fiona Brady, told the committee there are another two hospitals that have to provide further clarification on the use of waiting list funding, and they have until tomorrow really to respond with the information sought. And then she'll prepare a report on all of the hospitals they've reviewed, and that'll be sent to the Department of Health, and the HSC chief executive will be updated on that information too.
There were also questions, I think, Fergal, on another of the controversies affecting Children's Health Ireland, this one about Children's needs hip surgery.
Yes, so we heard that as part of the hip dysplasia operations review, you know, ongoing now over several weeks, 2,259 families have been written to offering follow-up checks for their children. That will take many months, certainly. And then separately, there's an expert panel, and the Minister for Health was involved in this, being set up to assess whether the operations were necessary. So two separate issues there. We know from the original HIPS review report, which was published, that many of the operations, hip operations on children at Temple Street and Kappa, were not necessary.
Fergal, thank you very much. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.